Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're exploring the profound connection we share with those who truly understand us. That's right, we're talking about a kindred spirit. Let's get into it. There are people we meet in life who feel so familiar from the very first moment, a sense of connection that transcends time and space. These are our kindred spirits, the ones who understand our souls without explanation, who walk beside us not just for a season, but for a reason. They are mirrors reflecting both our light and our shadows, helping us uncover who we truly are. Kindred spirit is about recognizing, nurturing, and appreciating these rare and beautiful connections. So whether they appear as friends, mentors, or even brief encounters that leave a lasting imprint, kindred spirits reminds us that we are never truly alone on our journey. So on today's podcast, we will explore the signs of a kindred spirit, how to cultivate deeper connections, and the importance of vulnerability, trust, and sharing growth. It's a celebration of the people who make life richer, who challenge us to become our best selves, and who show us the beauty of being fully known and fully accepted in a world where surface level interactions are common. Discovering a kindred spirit is a gift, and it is a reminder that our souls are meant to connect, to learn, to love, and to grow together. In a world that can often feel isolating at times, the feeling of finding a kindred spirit is like a breath of fresh air. It's that instant connection, that unspoken understanding, that sense of belonging. This episode isn't about romanticizing relationships or suggesting we should only seek out those who are exactly like us. It's about recognizing the importance of authentic connection, understanding the power of shared values and experiences, and cultivating relationships that nourish our souls. So we're going to get real and raw about the challenges of finding our tribe and explore how to build and nurture deep, meaningful connections with our kindred spirits. We'll explore the characteristics of a kindred spirit, discuss the importance of vulnerability and authenticity in building these connections, and unpack practical strategies for finding and nurturing these relationships. So we'll be honest about the challenges of opening ourselves up to different connections, but also celebrate that immense joy, support, and understanding that comes with finding a kindred spirit. So I want to get into it. Let's explore, what are some characteristics of a kindred spirit? One of the first things is shared values and beliefs, a deep understanding and alignment of core principles. Like when you meet that kindred spirit, you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I've known you for a million years. But you guys share a sense of shared values and beliefs, and you have this unspoken understanding, a sense of knowing each other without needing to explain everything. And most importantly, you have mutual respect and acceptance, you know, feeling valued and appreciated for who you are. It's like this unspoken word, you know, real, recognize real. And it's just something that resonates deeply with your soul, that kindred spirit. So there's also that, you know, emotional aspect of it, feeling deeply connected and understanding on an emotional level, on a deep level. And it's also about authenticity and vulnerability, being able to be your true self without fear of judgment and what that looks like. It's a beautiful thing. Shared interest and passions and just enjoying similar activities and topics of different conversations. I mean, the conversations can be deep and they can just go on and on and on. Like there is no limit to that because you're so connected. Support and encouragement, offering and receiving genuine support and encouragement. So everything we're talking about, that's just a part of this real, raw, relevant journey. It's about being authentic, because when you are truly authentic and you're being open and honest and vulnerable, you're able to attract a kindred spirit. But you can't, you know, attract that kindred spirit when you're phony or when you're fake or when you're disingenuous, because you're attracting what you give out. So if that's what you want to attract someone with those traits when you're not being authentic, good luck with that. But like I said, kindred spirit, it's about that level of authenticity. And you can't get that if you're not willing to be vulnerable and be authentic. So I want to go over the importance of vulnerability and authenticity. One of the things is it builds trust. It creates a safe space for genuine, deep, fulfilling connection. So you have to be genuine. You have to be authentic in order to attract people similar with those high vibrations that you have as well, your frequencies. And also it deepens relationships. It allows for deeper understanding and intimacy. And it attracts like-minded individuals. It helps you find people who resonate with your true self. It's nothing better than that. I'd rather attract people that are, you know, vibrating with me and the vibes are amazing with my authentic personality. I don't want some fake, phony fluff. Like, keep that. And a great thing is that it reduces feelings of isolation. It creates a sense of belonging and connection. And it promotes personal growth. It encourages self-reflection and self-acceptance. And I want to just go over some practical strategies for finding and nurturing a kindred spirit. But before we do that, if you are feeling like, I don't have a kindred spirit and, you know, that's not something that's going on in my life right now. Well, many of you may not know this, but outside of the podcast, Real Raw Relevant, I do have a book, Real Raw Relevant, A Guide to Authentic Living, that's available Barnes & Noble. Get your copy today. And I just discuss and go over different things on just living authentic, living in your truth, and what it's like to have and attract a kindred spirit. It's nothing more special, more beautiful than that. So if that's something you're lacking in your life, this podcast is a great resource, but also there is a book. Many people don't know that. They're just like so familiar with the podcast, but there is a book, Real Raw Relevant, A Guide to Authentic Living, available at Barnes & Noble. So be sure to get your copy. But yeah, you just want to be yourself. That's number one. Embrace your authentic self and let your true self shine. Seek out communities and groups and join clubs, organizations, or online communities that align with your interest. And attend events and workshops. Practice in, you know, different activities that allow you to connect with like-minded individuals. And practice active listening. Pay attention to what others are saying and showing their genuine interest, and be vulnerable. Share your thoughts and feelings openly and offer that level of support and encouragement. Be a supportive and encouraging friend and nurture existing relationships. Invest the time and energy in the relationships that matters the most to you. And just be open to like new connections and step outside of your comfort zone and be open to meeting new people. Trust your gut, trust your intuition, and pay attention to your gut feelings and follow your instinct always. Don't deviate from that, and be patient. patient because building deep connections takes time and effort. And if anyone is coming to you and they're like, they're your best friend overnight, that's fake, that's phony, that's a fraud, be aware. Trust your instincts. Like, you might be getting a frenemy and not a kindred spirit. I'm just keeping it real. So be discerning, use your, you know, intuition, and follow your instincts. Let them, you know, have that level of self-awareness and understand that finding a kindred spirit is like finding a home for your soul. It's a connection that nourishes us, support us, and allow us to be our most authentic selves. It's nothing better than that. And some people get it confused. They don't know the difference between acquaintances, friends, and a kindred spirit. A kindred spirit is something on the most highest level. And I do differentiate. You have to know the difference between the acquaintances, the friends, and kindred spirits. You're going in a category, I'm sorry. And understand why these connections are so imperative and why they matter. And understand the signs and feelings of instant connections, and be intuitive and knowing when your spirit is, you know, resonating with someone else's spirit, and your shared values and passions and life paths are very, very similar. And one of the things you can do is just nurture that bond and just support each other's growth and communication and vulnerability, and guide each other navigating challenges with honesty and care. It's nothing better. And there are so many great lessons for, you know, having that kindred spirit. It embarks a level of self-discovery through deeper connection and healing past wounds with trust and understanding, and embracing personal and shared evolution. Just like, you learn so many valuable things, and letting go when the paths, you know, diverge, letting go with love, honoring the impact of the connection, and trusting in the timing of reconnection or release. So there's different levels to this, and just embrace the gift of connection altogether. Be open to new kindred spirits, fostering soulful relationships, and living with gratitude for those who walk with us. Understand that kindred spirits are the heart's way of reminding us that we are never meant to walk alone. They challenge us, they comfort us, and celebrate us for exactly who we are. And by embracing these rare connections, we open ourselves to life's deepest joys and most profound lessons. In finding our kindred spirit, we find pieces of ourselves, little beautiful pieces of ourselves that, you know, just resonate with us on such a higher level. And if you, like me, you already have that kindred spirit, you've made those connections, nurture those connections, build on those friendships, and, you know, just let it grow and expand those relationships. It's such a beautiful thing. And just take steps to cultivate that and practice mindfulness and awareness so that you can distinguish the difference between the acquaintance and the kindred spirit. It's a difference in friendship in general. You have to know where you stand and how you're vibing and how you're connecting with others. So self-awareness is critical. That's a very important aspect of it. But it's nothing like having that kindred spirit and being able to feel that familiar, you know, from the very first moment, that deep sense of connections. And sometimes you feel like it transcends time and space. So understand that it's a beautiful thing when you have someone that understand your soul without even explaining yourself. Like, of course, you know, no one's psychic. You don't have to be. But it's great to just overall have that kindred spirit. Who are the kindred spirits in your life? What small steps can you take today to nurture those connections or seek out new ones? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you are worthy of deep and meaningful connections. Embrace your authenticity, seek out your kindred spirits, and create a community that supports your journey. I'll see you next time. on Real Raw Relevant Podcast.